Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All righty, well, we go hour number two of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will be joined by the Pro Football Hall of Famer, the great running back in Jerome Bettis, coming up 20 minutes from now. I want to get into a little bit about the Steelers here, though, to start this hour, to set us up for Jerome Bettis. And, you know, you hear the other day that this is a quarterback competition between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Now, let me be clear, because I was told something the day Russell Wilson, and I've shared this before, but I'll share it again. The day Russell Wilson elected to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I was told by a source that is in the know that Russell Wilson was going to be the starting quarterback. And not only was Russell Wilson going to be the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh, they may not even make this a competition. And even if they say it's a competition, it won't be a competition. But at the time, we didn't know Justin Fields was going to get thrown into the fire. That's when Kenny Pickett was there. So the Steelers, they signed Russell Wilson, and that was them saying the Kenny Pickett era is over, and Russell Wilson was going to be the starter, and there was not going to be a competition. And ultimately, that ended up being true because Kenny Pickett then got traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. But then the Steelers did something, which I actually think was savvy, and it was very smart, and where they basically gave up nothing in draft capital to go get Justin Fields. Because Russell Wilson's at the point of his career where he's trying to win back people's trust. Russell Wilson is far from the days of being that very good quarterback in Seattle. Year one in Denver was a disaster. Year two in Denver, he played better. He was he's a fine quarterback. He was a fine quarterback last year in Denver. But him and Sean Payton clashed heads. That was never going to be a marriage that was going to continue. And since Russ didn't even have that new extension kick in yet in Denver, and you're getting all that guaranteed money, he's actually the guy that took the minimum, took less, because he wanted to go to the right situation. And I just wonder if I was a fly on the wall where it was guaranteed to Russ, from what I was told, that he was going to be the starter over Kenny Pickett when he signed there. I wonder how the conversation did go down when Omar Khan or you had Mike Tomlin call up Russell Wilson and say, hey, you know, we traded Kenny Pickett, but now we're trading for Justin Fields. Because Kenny Pickett is at a point of his career, only 2 years in, the guy hasn't been able to stay healthy. You know, he was a first-round pick, but he wasn't a top-10 pick. Well, he was 19th or 20th, Colton, 20th. So he was 20th in the draft. You know, you could take a quarterback 20th overall, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't derail your franchise. Like, if 9 times out of 10, outside of the Niners, you're picking in the top 5, and that quarterback in the top 5 does not succeed, that sets your franchise back. But when you're picking at 20th and the quarterback falls to you and you didn't have to move up to get him and it doesn't work out, it won't ruin your franchise. And the Steelers still have a good roster, right? You got one of the more underrated defensive players in the league in Alex Highsmith, who's a stud. You got TJ Watt on the offense side of the ball. I like the 1-2 punch of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. You have Pickens as a wide receiver. They have attempted to improve this offensive line, which has been a problem. I think it's going to be successful this year, but you never know. And now it's like, is there a quarterback competition? And they're presenting this as a quarterback competition. And you look at it like Russell Wilson's at the stage of his career where no one's expecting him to be the long-term guy in Pittsburgh. Like, could he go maybe have a 3-year run? I guess it's possible, but is Russ ever going to return to a point where you're looking at him as a top 7 quarterback in this league? No. Is there a chance he could look like a top 10 quarterback? I guess. But with how many great quarterbacks there are in this league, it's unlikely that Russ is a top 10 quarterback in this league again, but he has all the pieces in Pittsburgh this year to continue to do what the Steelers have become. And that's be a team that can make the playoffs. And maybe at best, you look at them and you go, okay, they can win a playoff game. Because the Steelers, it's kind of sad what has happened. Like, trust me, there's a lot of organizations that would love to be the Steelers. The Steelers are never bad. The Steelers have had a standard for so many years of being great. But like, Colton, when was the last time the Steelers had legitimate Super Bowl or bust expectations? This is an organization where they have never had their season go down the drain. This has never been a team where you're looking at them and you go, they suck. They're putrid. They're awful. I'm talking in normal people's standards, normal football fan standards. But when you hear the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season, that's like, yo, that's a low point for the Steelers. And the goal should be, when you're a Steeler fan, to go into a year saying Super Bowl or bust. And it's not easy once Big Ben walks out the door, but for a lot of times at the end of Big Ben's career, the defense was ready to go and the offense wasn't, because Big Ben did decline, you know, and suffered a bunch of injuries. And ever when you had the Killer Bees, right, with Bell and Brown and Ben, the defense wasn't there. So the defense and the offense, one has always been good enough to get you to 9-10 wins, but the other is preventing you from getting over the top and having Super Bowl or bust expectations. You follow this team more than anybody. You are a terrible towel honk. When was the last time you legitimately, not like one day you're drinking the Kool-Aid and you're caught up in like a stupid win in September and then you think something's going to be special and new. But when was the last time you entered a season with Super Bowl or bust expectations for the Steelers?
Had to be the last year with Le'Veon Bell before he left for free agency. I think that had to be the last season.
That was the year you guys lost to the Pats in the AFC Championship game, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't play. Whew. That was the thing. We never saw the three of those guys together. That was very unfortunate. You never saw those guys. They never played one playoff game together.
Yeah, but here's the thing. With the team that they were going up against that year, I'm not saying that you're wrong with those Super Bowl or bust expectations for that year, but really, that defense, which was terrible in that AFC championship, like even if Bell and Brown were fully healthy and right, all that, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, you maybe would have kept the game closer. But Brady did, but he had all the time. They ran a flea flicker in that game for a touchdown.
Patriots in a trick play against the Steelers, guaranteed.
Yeah.
I always laugh at my dad. I'm like, oh, my gosh, where's the trick play at? And then it comes, and then no one else sees it coming. I'm like, what are we doing?
You know what really changed the Steelers? And I forget what year this was. Oh, no, it was the year the Jag. It was Super Bowl 52 that year. They lost to the Jaguars in the regular season. They were home. So this was 2017? Yeah, so that's right after the year they lose the AFC Championship game. So you're spot on. But that team, they were so worried about their revenge against the Patriots, they forgot to show up early because that game got close at the end. And they got blown out early. But they forgot to show up early against the Jags.
Yeah.
Who beat them earlier.
Sure did.
And you've never seen that team since recover. Now, I'm not saying it's easy because once Big Ben retires, you know, you miss on quarterbacks. Like the Patriots missed on Mac Jones. You guys missed on Kenny Pickett. And now it's, okay, the Patriots were, like, I hate being in the middle. I hate being in the middle, and the Patriots were that for a little bit when they made the playoffs that one year with Mac Jones, and you knew that team wasn't going anywhere. And then the next year, they slowly took a step back, and then they plummeted the year after that. The Steelers are never going to plummet. Like, they're not going to be bad enough, even in a loaded division and a loaded conference, where they're, like, five wins. Because they got a damn good roster. This team probably this year, what, 9-8? 10-7.
That's where I'm at again. I think the bookmakers have them 8.5. I'm gladly going to hammer it again, and they're going to hit again. They're going to get another 9-10 wins again because they're going to have better quarterback play, whether it be Russ, whether it be Fields. And that's kind of where I hate that we're in the middle.
But let me ask you this.
I've been hating that we're in the middle. You've heard it over the 2 years I've been here. I've kind of chewed your ear out. I'm tired of being in the middle, and that's kind of where the Steelers are at. And I'm so frustrated, and I'm over it as a Steeler.
I put a gun to your head right now, and I say, Colton, your life is on the line. Do the Steelers win a playoff game this year? What do you say?
Oh, gosh. Life on the line. Since it's been 2016, I'm going to say no, man.
Right? You have to say no.
Yeah.
Now, it's not inconceivable. Like, I'm not saying you would feel comfortable throughout the year with your life being on the line. It's not inconceivable for the Steelers to win a playoff game, but no one's picking the Steelers. Forget Super Bowl. No one's picking the Steelers to go to the AFC Championship game this year. They have a good team.
And you know what stinks? I think they're in a better place than they've been in years, Zach.
Yeah, they have.
I think they're in a better place than they've been in years.
Because the line looks like it's coming together.
Yes.
Right, there's actually some optimism on that offensive line. So I'll ask you this, because if Kenny was still there, this was not a quarterback competition. Now it seems like it's a quarterback competition, but is it really a quarterback competition? I would be very surprised, shocked. You know, he has got to be healthy, like he'd suffer an injury. But I would put my life on the line, right? Reverse the situation here. I'd put my life on the line and say, Russell Wilson started week one in Atlanta.
2,000%.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to God it's not, because I think Justin Fields is the future quarterback of the Steelers. I'm hoping.
You do.
That's why I'm hoping the Steelers play this out. Again, I think Russ could be good. Like, if you had the numbers from Russ last season on the Steelers last season, Steelers are probably in the AFC Championship game. They kept it close with Mason Rudolph against Buffalo in Buffalo. I think they beat Buffalo with Russ last season. So if you get that quarterback play, they probably win a playoff game. They probably beat Buffalo. And I think they have an opportunity to go to the AFC Championship game. So, again, I...
Well, they beat Buffalo in the first round.
They
lost to Buffalo in the first... Would they have played Kansas City then after that?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, you're not beating Kansas City.
See, I wasn't scared of Kansas City.
Come on,
we saw how bad Kansas City was.
But
I'm not picking against them. I'm just like, as a steward, picking... I think they had a shot against Kansas City.
It was Mason Rudolph as quarterback?
Well, they also played great the one year they got blown out by Kansas City. They kept the first half close, and they just didn't do anything offensive. I'm like, oh, this offense is going to crumble, and it didn't the second half, and they got embarrassed. So
let me ask you this before we just hear you have a meltdown about the Steelers.
You asked for this talking Steelers.
I know, but let me just ask you this. They didn't pick up Fields' fifth-year option. I understand why you wouldn't do that. So he's a free agent after this year. I guess he could be franchise-tagged as well. So you always have that out, so it's fine. But here's what I'll say. If Fields doesn't get on the field this year because Russ is just good enough, is Justin Fields really re-signing with the Steelers?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't blame him.
If Russ is just good enough,
absolutely
where they're 10-7, they lose in the playoffs once again, Russ is going to be the quarterback there next year.
Sure is.
See, Justin Fields actually not playing this year could be the best thing for Justin Fields, and here's why. Because then people will sell you off the hope and the potential of Justin Fields. And then next year, when teams swing and miss on people in the draft or they don't get the person via trade or free agency, then people will be like, ooh, here's this shiny car in the driveway that got like a tire taken off, but we could get the tire back on and we could fix Justin Fields in whatever other destination. And at that point, get him at a discount. Get him at a bargain on like a 1 or a 2 year deal with some guaranteed money in it. So it actually may behoove Fields to not get on the field this year. But also, if he gets on the field, he's in a much better spot now in Pittsburgh than he ever was in Chicago. And Chicago now, like he was there this year in Chicago, he could be 9-8, 10-7 quarterback, do what the Steelers probably going to do this year.
You're funny, and that's totally true. And like I said, that's why I hope to see him. Like, I hope, I think it, again, life on the line, I think it's Russ starting week one. But I'm hoping that Fields blows their mind. And the thing is, Tomlin loved Fields coming out of Ohio State. So I'm hoping that in the back of my mind is what Tomlin does, thinks future, and goes with Justin Fields and see what you got. Because, hey, he's younger than Kenny Pickett, so you got a younger quarterback with actual NFL experience. So I hope it's Justin Fields. But, again, life on the line, I think it's Russ.
And it probably, there won't be a potential for Fields to get on the field if everyone's healthy until December. Like when that schedule really does pick up, because early on, right, Atlanta's a good team. Denver stinks. Chargers solid. Colts solid. You know, it's not, they actually schedule a little bit tough out of the gate. You get the Cowboys, but then you get the Raiders, the Jets, and the Giants. I think after the first four games of the season, as long as they are 2-2, Atlanta, Denver, Los Angeles, and Indianapolis, Russ still going to be the guy, even if they are 1-3.
No shot.
But are you going to put Fields on the field against Dallas?
Yes, you have to. What else you got to lose? It's not like you. If he ends up stinking and it flops, you don't have to keep him. So I you know, you got to play him. If you're 1-3, you play him.
The earliest Fields will get an opportunity, I would say, is October 13th against these Raiders. That's the earliest if really bleep hits the fan here. But I don't think bleep's going to hit the fan for the Steelers. Okay, quarterback competitions and who will win them. Steelers, Russ. Atlanta, it's not a competition, but it's going to be Kirk Cousins. Patriots, I think Jacoby Brissett will beat out Drake May. And the Patriots, by design, will not put Drake May on the field early. Minshew and O'Connell, Stu, I think it's going to be Minshew. Do you think it will as well? Just wondering.
I do. I think it's Minshew's job to lose. I think they brought him in to be the starter.
And then the Broncos and the Vikings both need to play their young guys. Bo Nix needs to start week one. You can't put Zach Wilson on the field. And the Vikings, it can't be Sam Darnold. It should be J.J. McCarthy. We'll talk to the bus. Jerome Bettis next. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
You're listening to the Infinity Sports Network.
The weather is nice and summertime is around the corner. For football fans, that means only one thing. We are that much closer to the 2024 season, the real and fantasy. As of 2022, 29.2 million Americans played fantasy football, making it the largest fantasy sport in the country. Fantasy drafts will be kicking off soon, and we have a great guest for you. That, of course, is the Pro Football Hall of Famer, and that is Jerome Bettis, who joins us to talk hot picks and the personal health struggle he shares with many Americans that nearly kept him out of football. And we welcome in the bus as he makes a stop on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Jerome, thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, we'll talk about air serve in just a bit, but let me start you off with the little Steelers. Najee Harris, so far, 3 years into the NFL, 3,269 yards, 22 rushing touchdowns. When you look at his career so far, what stands out to you? Because it's interesting to me how many people are split on their opinions with the Steelers running back.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, how you can be split. You have to look at a running back, and you also have to look at its offensive line, right? And because his first year, the offensive line was awful. His second year, they were bad. In his last year, they were maybe average, a touch below average. So he's been running behind a group that hasn't been playing up to their potential. They've kind of made a resurgence. They've got, you know, some draft picks. They put some thought into the offensive line, right? And the resources. And now I believe he'll be running behind the best offensive line he will have had all of his years in Pittsburgh. So you got to look at his success with a grain of salt and say, hey, it could have been much better. It really could have. But it's not because he wasn't trying. It's because some of the opportunities weren't there.
You know how criticism works. Sometimes it's fair, sometimes it's unfair. So what you're saying is you think the criticism of Najee Harris has been unfair up until this point.
Absolutely.
Jerome Bettis here with us, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. Then how about the organization's decision to decline the fifth-year option that came out a few weeks ago?
So I would, if I was him, I would be happy, because you now have an opportunity to go out and prove and bet on yourself, prove to everyone that, hey, I'm a quality running back. And guess what? I'm a free agent, people. So now you have an opportunity to go out there and write your own story the way you want to write it. So I just think it's a blessing in disguise for him. Now, I think it could backfire against the Steelers, but I think it's a great opportunity for Najee.
And to be clear, I like Najee Harris. I also like Jaylen Warren as well. Give me your view on what you've seen on the early career of Jaylen Warren.
I mean, he's spectacular. I mean, I love his energy, his quickness. He's downhill. He's like a one-cut guy. So he's really good too. And I think probably that has something to factor in. Obviously, you got another running back that you really like as well. So do I commit those resources or do I let it play out? And I think that's what the Steelers decided. We're not going to overcommit the resources. We're going to let it play out. And if he proves that he's the guy that we got to get, then you re-sign him. And if that's not the case, then you allow him to go out and find a new home. But I think it's up to him because I think he's going to have plenty of opportunities along with Jaylen Warren.
The Pro Football Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis is here with us. The quarterback situation in Pittsburgh has been an interesting one this offseason. You know, they sign Russell Wilson and they say goodbye to Kenny Pickett. They trade him to Philly and then boom, they trade for Justin Fields. How have you processed what the Steelers have done at the QB spot this year?
Well, I just think it's masterful what they've done, because what they have now done is ensured that they're going to get a high level of quarterback play. That's the one thing that has eluded them ever since Ben Roethlisberger left, right? They haven't had the high level quarterback play. And so now you got two veteran quarterbacks who say, you know, I want to be the guy, and they're going to bust their butt. So every day you're going to have the competition that does nothing but make both of these guys much better. And ultimately the team benefits from that. And I think you're going to get a high level of quarterback play, which can be the difference between going to the playoffs and losing in the first round and making a deep run.
You know, it's kind of crazy with the Steelers, because for so many years it was Super Bowl or bust. They haven't had a Super Bowl or bust feeling like you were alluding to in a long time. This is an organization that they haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. You being a great Steeler and winning a Super Bowl, how disappointing is that to see how far away they've been from that standard of Super Bowl or bust?
Yeah, it's been tough because they've been just good enough to be average, right? Not bad enough where they can go out and get a player in the draft that can make a significant difference, right? They drafted in the mid-20s, you know, high 18, 19. You're not getting that impact player. And so that's been the problem. And so now this is a really good opportunity to get a quality quarterback. And I think that is the missing piece. You got the receivers, you got the running backs, you got the tight end, you got an amazing defense that's going out busting their butt. You got everything in place. You got offensive line revamped. Now the one piece was the quarterback play. Now you got two guys that can give you an opportunity. And now the potential is one of these guys wins the job, but also wins an opportunity for a long-term play in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson is going to win the job. I'd be surprised if he doesn't. How about yourself? Would it surprise you if Russ isn't starting week one in Atlanta against the Falcons?
It would surprise me. I think he's definitely the polished guy. You saw what he was doing last year in Denver. He didn't leave Denver because of his play. I can promise you that. So I believe he'll be the starter week one. Now, the question is, Justin Fields, he's the, that joker, because you don't know what you're going to get. You love his skill set, what he's capable of. Can he put it all together, right? And will he develop to the next step? And if he does that, he can be a 10-year solution at quarterback as well.
You know, just curious, if you were in that locker room, like, I don't think Russ could be a great quarterback again. I still think he could be good. For Justin Fields, it's that untapped potential where maybe he could be a really good quarterback one day. Who would you prefer to start if you were in that locker room seeing this competition play out?
Well, I would say I want to bet the guy give me the best chance of winning, right? And so I'm looking at it daily and saying, hey, who's stepping up today, right? Because at the end of the day, if you put, you know, multiple days together, then as a teammate, that's the guy I want, right? Mm-hmm. I want the guy that is consistently going out there busting his butt, being the best he can be, because that's what I'm doing, right? I'm going out there to be the best version of myself. So I want a guy who I can look at and say, you know what? I'll follow you, right? Because I'm doing it, and I know that you're doing it. I see you doing it. So now, because that's what you got to think. These guys have to lead the team. So if they're not busting their butt every single day in practice, the guys see it, right? And they know it. And I think, you know, Coach Tomlin, he's going to know it. So that's why I think this is a good opportunity, because both of these guys are going to be busting their butt.
I'll talk to you about AirServe in just a second. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis is here with us. We talked about how the Steelers have just been average, above average. They've been good. They haven't been horrific, but they haven't been great in a long time, not winning a playoff game since that 2016 season. I have to ask you, where's your belief level that Mike Tomlin's still the right guy to coach the Steelers?
Oh, it's extremely high. I think this is a championship feel to it. I think if you go back and you look at this team, the one thing that was missing was a high level of quarterback play. Hadn't gotten it. Ben, at the end of his career, wasn't able physically to do all the things that he could do. So wasn't able to get the mobile Ben that was moving around. So at the so the latter part of these years have been tough from a high level quarterback play, right? And so now you got an opportunity to get high level quarterback play. I think it changes the entire dynamic. Now you got a championship caliber football team with the championship caliber defense that they had last year already. So now this offense catches up with the defense. This can be a very, very, very dangerous football team.
I know you want to discuss your personal story going back to when you were a kid, and also what you're doing, getting people ready for the football season in a fun way. So the platform is your, my friend.
Well, I just want to just tell you about how I came to partner with AirServe, a neighborly company. And really, when I was 14, I went out for football and passed out, taken to the doctor, found out I was asthmatic. And through that, I understood what I needed to do to make sure that I was able to control and manage the asthma, was able to play, you know, 13 years in the NFL, have a Hall of Fame career. And when I retired, I started to have children. And I quickly realized that home was a critical area for me in terms of the quality of the air. And so I was able to partner with AirServe, and we were able to then create a program for myself. And so now it's all about, you know, that information and education, because we want to raise awareness about air quality. And you have to understand that you have a company that's one of the leading HVAC and indoor air quality service providers. They're able to do so much. So I'm able to use my platform to show everyone, hey, you need to be thinking about the air quality in your home. And so we were able to come together and really push that message to help a lot of people. And now we're pivoting, you know, getting into football season with the excitement that's going on. And now we're going to present the AirServe Ultimate Fantasy Football Draft Party. It's going to be August the 10th in Nashville, Tennessee. And to register, all anyone needs to do is go to airserve.com/fantasy draft to register. But you got to register by June the 30th to have an opportunity to come to Nashville and party with me at the draft.
That's going to be a whole lot of fun. And of course, it's great information, and appreciate you sharing that with us today. I got to ask you, who are some of your favorite running backs right now in the NFL?
Oh, man. Jonathan Taylor obviously is a monster, but I'm a huge fan of Saquon Barkley. And so I think he's going to have a huge year this year. King Henry, obviously, he's a stud. But those are the guys that kind of are at the top of the list. But then you got, you know, some other ones. Williams in L.A., Tyron, I'm a fan of his. He's a Notre Dame guy. So you've got quite a bit of different types of running backs out there. McCaffrey is a beast. He is a superstar, and I'm a fan of his as well. So you got quite a bit of running backs to choose from in terms of from a fantasy perspective. And then you got your quarterbacks, you got a ton of, then your wide receivers. So this is this will be a fun draft because you got so many talented players that you can choose from.
Last thing I'll ask you, and obviously you're a household name in the NFL, like growing up on Long Island, clearly kids would always have Jets and Giants jerseys, but there would always be Jerome Bettis, 36 jerseys, LaDainian Tomlinson as well, Ray Lewis, some of those players, Tony Gonzalez. When you look back at your career, we know where you sit. Your football, you know, Hall of Famer and had a great career, ended it with the championship. What are you most proud about when you look back at your career?
That I was a great teammate, that I showed up to play every single week and my teammates could count on me and get the production that I was able to provide with those guys. And to this day, when they call me and, hey, they need me for a golf tournament, they need me here, I'm on that plane supporting them. And I think that's what being a great teammate is all about.
All righty. I know the bus has to depart. We always enjoy when you take a stop with us. Thanks so much, Jerome Bettis. You're the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There he is, Jerome Bettis, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a break. It is a Thursday, so when we come on back, we got to do a Zach Gelb Show PSA update time first, though. Here he is, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman. Good sound selection. Good music choice there, Colton. Colton, what a douche. He tips his cap. He takes a bow stew. That was good. Oh, man, I've been impressed with Colton today. You know, it's almost like we had to torture him 43 minutes ago, bringing up his Steelers and just the blast state his team's in, where they're not great, they don't suck, they're just there. So that's the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. Here we go. Yes, though.
Could be the Raiders.
Could be.
Could be.
But I think
worse.
What Colton's saying is he'd rather be the Raiders for just like 2 years. You know, borrow being the Raiders for 2 years so you could get some more capital and you could get some high profile younger players that are difference makers.
See,
like
the Raiders,
a quarterback.
See, the Raiders get that capital and they do nothing with it.
Yeah, well, that's a difference.
But the Steelers are at least a well-run organization.
Yes, the Steelers are a respected organization.
Not the Raiders.
People give the Steelers the benefit of the doubt. We just give the doubt to the Raiders that they're going to find a way to mess it up, right?
Lots of doubt, yes.
Yeah, there's just a lot of doubt. It's like doom and gloom, just doubt, doubt, doubt. All right, it is a Thursday, so it is time for a Zach Gelb Show. PSA.
Morning. Morning. It's a Thursday. What do you have to say? It's the weekly Zach Gelb Show PSA.
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on! Hey!
So I have not shared this story with Stu, with Colton, or anybody here. The only time I shared this story was when I was doing my weekly spot yesterday on 560 WQAM because it had to do with Florida. So last week, I visited my grandmother, flew in late Thursday night. She lives in Boca. My aunt and uncle, they live like 20 minutes away from my grandmother. So we all meet for dinner on Friday. I'm driving my grandmother, I'm staying at her house. My uncle's driving, obviously, his wife, my aunt. We pull up to the restaurant at the same time. I pulled up a little bit too far. I was going to drop my grandmother up off. She's 92 years old. So she could just walk right in. I guess my uncle was just being chivalrous and wanted to drop my aunt off as well. So I realized I pulled up a little bit too far because the restaurant is adjacent to a mall. So it's one of those like circles where I saw the restaurant and didn't realize that you couldn't walk through to the right side of the restaurant. I thought that it would like connect it kind of, but it didn't. So I said, all right, my uncle didn't realize I was in front of him because I'm in a rental car. I'll let my uncle drop off my aunt, and then I'll just, like, back up for a second. So my uncle then turns, doesn't realize I'm there. I start to back up and let my grandmother out. It takes her, like, 5 minutes to get out of the car. So out of the corner of my eye, I didn't realize it was my uncle, but I see there's, like, a commotion because my uncle was driving to go park his car, and I guess there was another car coming straight at him, and the car just didn't go to the right. So that car, which I didn't know at the time, was in a standoff with my uncle, and there was 7 or 8 cars starting to slowly pile up trying to get out as well. So my uncle gets out of his car and just says to the guy, hey, like, you need to go this way, just go around. So he could go park his car, and that guy can get out of the parking lot. So I didn't think much of this. So, once again, this restaurant is adjacent to a mall. It's a Friday night. So, I go to park my car, and I just see that, you know, what I saw. So, I go to park my car. I had to park all the way down. It was impossible to find a spot. I come back. My 92-year-old grandmother is in the middle of the parking lot screaming, get that man's license plate. And I just see this from afar, and I go, Grandma, you're 92 years old. Get the heck inside the restaurant. So my uncle comes up to me, remembers the license plate. He goes, write this down. I'm like, what the heck happened? So the 5 to 8 minutes it took for me to park my car, once my uncle got out of the car to show the guy how to just go around him, the other guy with, let me tell you, I guess his wife and there was like a baby, gets out of the car. This is where it gets crazy. And starts yelling like bleep, 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 bleep at my uncle. The guy then pulls out a knife. Yeah, Stu just looked up. Colton just looked up. He pulled out a knife. And my uncle swatted the knife out of his hand and goes back into his car because it's some crazy person that's having road rage. Once my uncle gets back in the car, I guess that wasn't good enough for this guy. My uncle just bought a new car a week ago. The guy picks up the knife and slashes his tire. So at first, without knowing all this, I'm like, was my uncle in the right? Was he in the wrong? I didn't realize, because I just told my grandmother in the street when I got up to the scene, there's 20 other people that are watching this. And this couple comes up to us. They go, they point to my uncle. This man got assaulted by some whack job. So I was like, oh, good for you, uncle. Guess you didn't do anything wrong this time. And there was videos of it. The police ended up having to come. My, oh, my. The reservation was for 6:30, I think. No, 6 o'clock. My uncle didn't get back in until 7. So eventually we all went in. So we're eating like all these appetizers and stuff. And we had to wait for him. And then he also had to call AAA so they come tow his car and all that. But here's my PSA, long story short. Don't have road rage. There's no need for it. Like, just because this jackass didn't want to go around and he was annoyed he couldn't go straight through, you pull out a knife. And who knows? Like, I said to my uncle, you're lucky. Like, I could have stabbed you. Thankfully, just stabbed your tire. But, man, people that have road rage, just wild. And that's my PSA on this Thursday. Don't have road rage. Told you guys were going to be shocked by this story.
Yeah. I don't think mine or Colton's can be top, but yeah. I'll try, I guess. So, mine is basically about the start times of these games. Now, playoff hockey, playoff NBA. Now, it's not necessarily like how late in terms of like, okay, we're on the East Coast. Yeah. If it's a West Coast game, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, that doesn't matter to me as much. My problem is these networks that say 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Last night I'm home, getting ready, put the Rangers game on my, one of my TVs. I'm like, okay, just about 8 o'clock, ready for some hockey. And then I see countdown to face-off. 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, great. So now it's not 8 o'clock. It's not 8:05, which I get if it's like 8:05, 8:07.
Yeah.
It's 8:20. What? How?
Wasn't this your PSA last week?
No. I think mine last week was... I don't know what mine was last week, actually.
I don't... I feel like I've... Maybe you just had this rant to me.
I might have had this... I might have had this rant before, dude. Yeah. I'm just like... I'm sitting there. I'm like, well, why? Why does this have to be 15 or 20 minutes after the start?
See, it's supposed to be. So here's what you're going to do moving forward. You should know not to prepare that game to start at the earliest 8:10, but then there will be a time you do that, and then it's going to start right in.
Like, I think the basketball game last night was like 8:37 or 8:35, which was fine because it's supposed to be 8:30. So it was like 5 or 7. That's fine. I don't care about 5 or 7 minutes.
Like, whenever it says top of the hour, even the countdown in the stadium, you know that's not starting until at least like 8:15 or 8:16. Nah. So that's your PSA. That's, start these things when they're actually supposed to start.
It's not as good as a knife getting pulled out in road rage. But
I don't. It's a lot safer, I'll tell you that.
That is true.
No one was harmed in your PSA. People were only almost harmed in my PSA.
I might have yelled a few curse words. Okay. That was the only... Yeah, nobody did.
You were having TV rage.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty, Colton, what do you got for me today?
Well, again, I'm not topping yours, but you know what really grinds my gears in my PSA is when people get me going on my Pittsburgh Steelers.
Here we go.
In the offseason, this early into it. So my PSA is, please do not get me going on the Steelers, as I will go on a 20-minute tangent on this disaster of a football team that it's been the last 7-8 years of my life. So that was my PSA. It was going to be pineapple on pizza. Please stop with that.
Oh.
But this quickly changed after grinding my gears on the Pittsburgh Steelers this early into the offseason.
By the way, I don't like pineapple on pizza.
There's no place for it.
Yeah, Stu, are you a pineapple on pizza guy?
I think I've said this on the show before. Only if it's from like a Domino's or something like that. But if it's like New York pizza place, like no, you cannot put pineapple.
Are you getting
on
endorsed by Pepto-Bismol? If you have pineapple from Domino's on a pizza,
I've had their pineapple pepperoni, and that's like my favorite thing to get from there when I do indulge in Domino's, which isn't too often.
Wow, I was not expecting that.
It's good. I think it's good. But again, on a regular pizza.
You put bacon on bacon pineapple? That sounds decent.
That sounds good. I've never tried that, but
I thought bacon and pineapple, and I was going shopping the other day, there's chicken sausages that have like a bacon pineapple feel to them. And I was like, huh? Seems summery, right? You go to like a barbecue and you have one of those like skewers kind of. You put pineapple, bacon, and like chicken on a stick.
That's not bad.
I could do that. Alrighty, it's a Zach Gelb Show PSA on a Thursday. Colton, man, I'm really under his skin about the Steelers. This is like taking candy from a baby. You know, how about you try to be like a Patriot fan and actually have to go through a tough season? I know, my team's won 6 Super Bowls. Be Stu. All I'm going to say is be Stu.
And you've owned my team, so
yes.
any big moment, I already knew what was happening. Yes. Thank you, Zach.
Colton, I am your father. I'm not a Star Wars guy, though. We will take time out on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network when we do come on back. I think you guys took me off the screen there for a second. Oh, now I'm back. All righty. When we do return, we will get into what we learned the most from Game 1 of the Conference Finals. We had the Indiana Pacers gag a game away up against the Boston Celtics. And last night, you had the Dallas Mavericks have Kyrie Irving be very successful in the first half. 24 of his 30 points in the first half, and Luka Doncic was the finisher last night as the Mavs do go up 1-0. So Mavs up 1-0, Celtics up 1-0. What do we learn from those game ones as we get set for game two? Take a time out. Come on back. It is the Zach Gelb Show.
Instacart shopper thoughts.
How do they know exactly when this milk will expire? Does a milk sommelier take a sip and just like, no? Am I knocking on this melon to check its freshness or because I want to play the bongos? A little of both. Does bagging groceries teach you patience? Yes. Planning? Yep. How to build a cereal box fortress? You have no idea.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.